CKNXNewsToday.ca, Midwestern Ontario's most trusted source for news. Brought to you by Roberts Farm Equipment. Cub Cadet snowblowers are in stock. If you need a tune-up, we service all makes and models. Visit Roberts Farm Equipment today.
With an update from CKNXNewsToday.ca, I'm Janice McKay. Thousands of people were left without electricity this afternoon when a widespread power outage hit the region due to the storm. At its peak, more than 12,000 customers were without power in an area bounded by Zurich and Hensel down to Strathroy. Most had it back by late afternoon, but there are still some pockets without electricity. Perth East has finalized the 2024 budget with a levy increase of 4.82%. Treasurer and Manager of Finance Paula McKeel says the process was very difficult, noting to keep the number low, they're digging into reserves so they can meet grant requirements for some major projects.
A big one is the water system in Shakespeare. There's updates being done to the Shakespeare water system. Another big project is Fulton Street in Milverton, a road reconstruction. Whaley Avenue in Milverton as well, that's a fairly big road reconstruction.
She says ultimately, while the budget process wasn't easy, staff and council are confident they've reached a solid number for ratepayers this year. Huron County OPP are seeking the public's help in locating a pickup truck that was stolen from an Exeter High School parking lot Tuesday evening. Police say the truck was taken from the South Huron District High School property. It's a 2013 Ford F-150. The rear window has a black plastic covering part of the glass area. The RCMP failed to meet their self-imposed deadline, detailing how they plan to implement recommendations from the inquiry into the 2020 Nova Scotia mass shooting. Our Ryan Drury has the story.
When the Mass Casualty Commission last March released its final report into the worst mass shooting in modern Canadian history, complete with 130 recommendations, the Mounties said they plan to release a, quote, implementation strategy and action plan before the end of 2023. The National Police Force also said the RCMP commissioner would provide a progress report. Yesterday, the RCMP issued a brief statement confirming it was, quote, not in a position to release its action plan and strategy by the end of the calendar year as it had previously intended, but it would be released, quote, as soon as possible. For CKNXNewsToday.ca, I'm Ryan Drury.
The global music industry surpassed 4 trillion streams in 2023, which is a new single-year record. Luminate's 2023 year-end report found global streams were up 34% from last year, reflecting an increasingly international music marketplace. As for Taylor Swift, Time's 2023 Person of the Year made up 1.79% of the U.S. market, accounting for 1 in every 78 U.S. on-demand audio streams. For more on these and other stories, go to CKNXNewsToday.ca.
Maple Leafs head coach Sheldon Keefe says he expects Matthew Knies to play tomorrow against the New York Islanders. Knies sustained a non-contact injury at practice this morning. PWHL Toronto is in Minnesota tonight at 7:30. Toronto 1-1 so far in the league's inaugural season. Minnesota currently in first place at 2-0. Canadian ice dancing champion Nikolai Sorensen, who is under investigation for alleged sexual assault, and his skating partner have withdrawn from this week's Canadian Figure Skating Championship. Canada's Office of the Sport Integrity Commissioner is investigating. This incident is alleged to have happened in 2012. ESPN says soccer power Real Madrid is reportedly interested in acquiring Canadian Alphonso Davies. The left back's contract with Bayern Munich is set to expire in 2025. And on the hard court, Raptors continuing their Western road swing in LA tonight against the Clippers. Tip off at 10:30. For CKNX Sports, I'm Adam Bell.
Cloudy tonight with flurries bringing a couple of centimeters. Gusty west winds becoming light this evening, low minus 3. Periods of snow ending tomorrow afternoon. And then cloudy with the chance of flurries. Another 2 to 4 centimeters is possible, high near 1. On Friday, just cloudy with a high near 0. For Saturday, snow in the forecast and local blowing snow, windy with a high of 1.
Subscribe to CKNX News wherever you get your podcast and read the latest stories on CKNXNewsToday.ca.